Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Getting Pregnant with PCOS is a practical, evidence-based nonfiction guide focused on polycystic ovary syndrome and fertility, written by Claire Goodwin. It is positioned for readers who want to understand why PCOS can disrupt ovulation and make conception difficult, and what can be done to address those underlying problems. Rather than treating PCOS as only a reproductive issue, the book frames it as a broader hormonal and metabolic condition that can involve insulin resistance, androgen excess, irregular ovulation, and related lifestyle factors. Its purpose is to help readers move beyond symptom management toward a root cause approach that combines medical insight with everyday changes in diet, activity, and self-management. The book fits within the fertility and women's health category, but it is especially aimed at readers looking for an accessible explanation of how evidence-based PCOS care can improve the chances of natural conception or support treatment. Decisions with a clinician. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, PCOS is presented as a metabolic and hormonal disorder, not only an ovarian condition. A central idea in the book is that PCOS should be understood as a systemic disorder rather than a problem isolated to the ovaries. This matters because the infertility associated with PCOS is often driven by disrupted hormonal signaling, not simply by the presence of polycystic ovaries on an ultrasound. The book aligns with modern clinical thinking that emphasizes irregular ovulation, excess androgens, and metabolic dysfunction as interconnected features. By shifting attention away from the appearance of the ovaries and toward the underlying endocrine environment, the book gives readers a more realistic model of why cycles become irregular and conception becomes harder. That framework also helps explain why the same diagnosis can look different from one woman to another. Some may struggle mainly with missed periods, while others may deal with acne, weight changes, or signs of insulin resistance. The value of this framing is practical once PCOS is viewed as a multifactorial condition. Treatment can be organized around the specific drivers rather than around fertility alone. Secondly, the book emphasizes root causes such as insulin resistance, inflammation, and androgen imbalance. The book's evidence-based approach is built around correcting the mechanisms that interfere with ovulation. Among the most important are insulin resistance, elevated androgen levels, chronic low-grade inflammation, and imbalance in the LHE and FSH relationship that helps regulate follicle development. This is a useful departure from approaches that focus only on triggering ovulation at the end of the process. If insulin levels remain high, the hormonal environment that supports regular egg maturation may continue to be disrupted even when a medication induces a cycle. The same logic applies to androgen excess and inflammation, both of which can make the reproductive system less responsive over time. The book, therefore, encourages readers to think in terms of physiology and causation rather than short-term symptom suppression. That makes it especially relevant for those who have already tried generic fertility advice without seeing meaningful change. In that sense, the book is not just about getting pregnant faster. It is about understanding which biological systems are blocking conception in the first place and how those systems can be shifted in a durable way. Thirdly, lifestyle change is treated as a clinical tool, not a vague wellness recommendation. Another important theme is the use of lifestyle strategies as part of a serious fertility plan. The book supports the idea that changes in diet, exercise, and daily habits can influence insulin sensitivity and, by extension, ovulatory function. This is a more specific and clinically grounded argument than the usual advice to simply eat better or lose weight. In PCOS, lifestyle change is relevant because metabolic health can affect the hormonal signals needed for follicle growth and release. That means the goal is not cosmetic weight control but improved reproductive physiology. The book likely positions these changes as part of a structured, evidence-based approach rather than as a moral test or a universal cure. This distinction is important because readers with PCOS often encounter oversimplified advice that blames body size for fertility problems. A more useful framework is to identify which dietary and activity patterns support steadier blood sugar and better hormonal regulation. In this way, lifestyle intervention becomes a targeted treatment strategy that can complement medical care rather than compete with it. Fourthly, it contrasts root cause management with conventional ovulation induction only treatment. The book distinguishes itself by questioning an overly narrow fertility model that relies mainly on ovulation induction medications. Standard treatments such as clomiphene, letrozole, metformin, or assisted reproductive techniques can be valuable, but they often address the immediate result to be achieved rather than the condition producing the problem. This book's logic is that if the metabolic and hormonal environment remains unchanged, conception may remain difficult or require more intervention than necessary. That does not mean medication is dismissed. Instead, it is placed within a broader treatment context, the reader is encouraged to see fertility care as layered, where diagnosis, lifestyle, and medical support can work together. This is a meaningful distinction because many people with PCOS feel they are moving from one intervention to another without understanding why cycles are not normalizing. A root cause approach provides a stronger explanatory model and can help readers have more informed conversations with healthcare providers about when to use medication, when to monitor changes, and when additional fertility support may be needed. Lastly, the book is designed to help readers interpret PCOS treatment options with more confidence. Beyond its biological framework, the book appears intended as a decision support resource for readers navigating a confusing medical landscape. PCOS treatment can involve fertility drugs, weight-related advice, blood sugar management, ovulation tracking, and sometimes specialist referral. For someone trying to conceive, this can quickly become overwhelming, especially when different clinicians emphasize different priorities. A book like this is useful because it organizes those options around an understandable model of the condition. It helps readers see why ovulation tests may be less straightforward in PCOS, why cycle irregularity is often a sign of hormonal dysregulation, and why treatment may take time. The practical value lies in clarity. Readers can better understand what is being targeted, what results to look for, and why progress may be gradual. That makes the book relevant not only to women with PCOS, but also to anyone supporting them, including partners and healthcare professionals who want a concise, evidence-oriented overview of the fertility implications of the syndrome. In conclusion, getting pregnant with PCOS should be read by women with polycystic ovary syndrome who are trying to conceive, as well as by partners, coaches, and clinicians who want a clearer explanation of how PCOS affects fertility. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It connects ovulation problems to the hormonal and metabolic drivers behind them, rather than treating infertility as an isolated symptom. That makes it more useful than books that focus only on generic conception advice or only on medication. Readers looking for a practical introduction to insulin resistance, androgen imbalance, cycle irregularity, and lifestyle-based support will find the book especially relevant. It is also valuable for people who have felt dismissed by oversimplified advice about weight loss or told to rely on fertility treatment without a deeper explanation of the condition. What sets this book apart in the PCOS fertility category is its root cause orientation and its evidence-based tone. It does not promise an instant fix, but it offers a more coherent way to understand treatment choices, track progress, and decide when medical intervention may be needed alongside lifestyle change. If you would like to support Claire Goodwin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.